I want you to imagine that for a second that you have been campaigning for this, a marriage equality bill getting through Australian Parliament for almost 2 decades, that your marriages had in fact been the ones that prompted Howard to change the Marriage Act in the first place.
That as you had been fighting for the right to marry the person you'd been with for years, that you'd also been watching your sons and daughters grow up. Imagine for a second if you've been fighting for this from the beginning. Well, earlier today, Dan and Kate spoke to Jason Twazon McSheen and Jackie Tomlins, who attempted to marry their same-sex partners back in 2003 and started this whole thing.
I feel quite elated, to be honest. Ever since the yes vote the other Wednesday, weight came off of my husband and my shoulders after carrying it for 18 years, and I am glad to see that. Oh, I would have liked it to have been higher than 61.6%, but that it was such a strong vote that it's forced the Senate to pass it, 42-11 or something today, 3-1, and to deal with it in 2 days and to get that through. And I feel really pleased that no further amendments were passed and that a bill that only has a grandfather clause for celebrants, I'm a marriage celebrant as well, so only current celebrants, the few handfuls that are bigots, can become religious celebrants or non-gay marrying celebrants, but then that ended. No future celebrant can discriminate. And I feel really pleased about that, and I'm excited. I'm going to go up with my husband and son next Tuesday to Thursday, hopefully for the lower house passing of the final vote to put it into law.
I am feeling extremely good right now. I'm actually at work, so I spent the last hour between about 1 and whatever it was, 2... hiding in a meeting room with my phone watching the Senate debate. And just deleting it or silencing it when it was Erica Betts and various other people. But absolutely fantastic to watch and a fantastic result, really good numbers, and feeling really quite relieved and pretty psyched up right now.
When we asked what they expected Canberra had next in store for the marriage equality bill, Jason and Jackie had this to say.
I'm expecting them to fill 2 or 3 days up of debate, even though back in 2004, when they changed the law to deny same-sex couples, our family and Jack and Sarah's family was our court case, to deny us the chance to have our Canadian marriages recognised, they had 1 hour of debate and then they canned it and voted. Instead, we have to have 13 years of campaigning, a $100 million postal survey, and then, 3 days of the Senate and probably 3 or 4 days of the lower house just to get this through. So I took it to be a bit painful. No, it's just extraordinary, isn't it?
It's so 1 hour extraordinary.
No money. It's just mental.
Yeah, but that's because, you know, the opposition has been so effective. But what actually has happened, this is the positive spin out of this, is that we were put front and centre for 4 or 5 months, right, as a bunch of communities, and we shone with rainbows and love the whole time. The Australian people who are our friends and families and neighbours and children, yes, there's been some bad things come out of it. I don't want to diminish that at all. But overall, they were like, no, this is fair and right. We love our LGBTI family and friends, and they feel a sense of relief that our country is did the right thing. And I'm just really excited that that momentum and that yes day has squished the opposition. They had this other bill that Patterson put forward that week of that vote, which they kept private, and it never got to the parliament. All the amendments, and I listened to them this morning and yesterday, that Hanson and Layholm and put up, were defeated clearly, not even close. And I expect this bill, even though the Dean Smith bill was not perfect, it's okay. And I expect it to probably now pass next week without any further amendments. Certainly no further discriminatory amendments. It's just very exciting to think that we're almost there after 18 years of campaigning in this space. But I just want us to get this done so we can start to talk about all the other things.
Well, I think what we're hearing from everybody up there is that it should move through the lower house pretty easily. I think there is a sense that the right, who may have been interested in putting up various amendments, have lost the will to do that, hopefully, and that may not be going through that very long debate with lots of amendments. So I've got my fingers crossed that it will actually go through pretty quickly. I mean, obviously not as quick as the Senate because they cleared all the other government business from the Senate. So there's still other stuff that's going to be going through the lower house. And we're trying to juggle flights and accommodation and time. So pretty tricky, but I'm optimistic for next week.
We asked Jackie if they were impressed with the speed at which the bill has been passed through the Senate.
I can't answer yes to that, really. Am I impressed with that? Look, it feels like, yes, it's happened very quickly in the last few days, but that's the last few days on the back of 14 years. So, Sarah and I got married in Canada in 2003, right? And we carried our son down the aisle, who was 9 months old. And then we came back and ran that legal case with Jason in 2004, which brought about the change. And last week, my son turned 15. And as he reminds us every day, he's now taller than both of us. So, we can measure this journey for us in the entire life of my son.
And your son's heart.
Yeah, that's right. So I feel like, you can't tell me this is quick or sudden or that it's all happened really quickly in the last 2 days when I'm thinking of Corin and how tall he is and the fact that when we started this, he was an infant.
Marriage equality is expected to be achieved next week. We finished off the interview by asking these two tireless campaigners where they'll be and what happens after.
We will do something. It's our 18th wedding anniversary on March 18th in 2018.
So
we'll do something on that day. Kind of nice. We have no money to do anything special, but we'll do something.
We'll get a possible account happening.
Yeah.
But the most exciting thing really is that the Better Together conference, which you may not have heard about or may have heard about, one in January at Melbourne Town Hall, we're going to have 400 plus people come from all over the country, from all of our spaces, all of our organisations, GLAAD, Human Rights Campaign, Stonewall, and Gandus in the Philippines, they're all coming as well. And we're going to have a discussion. The collective impact survey is being presented, which is a survey of all about 300 LGBT organisations in the country. And we're going to have a discussion around how do we work better together going forward as a collaborative movement.
Well, we have reflected quite a lot on that initial legal challenge that we ran in the Victorian Family Court, or rather that we didn't run because it got knocked out by the change to the legislation that Howard brought in. We have shared this journey together, and I think what we've been talking about specifically in the last week is the fact that we would like to be in Canberra next week for the vote. And for us, and I was talking to Sarah about that this morning, it feels like that completes the journey, and that will provide a little bit of closure, because we were there at the beginning and we would like to be there at the end, and probably with our kids too, if we can manage it. We would love to be there to see the result, and that's Jason and Adrian, we ran that legal case with them, and they now have a son, Ruben, who's also tall. So for us, it would be fitting to share that experience with them.
Well, I hope you can all meet in Canberra, have a celebratory drink, and then probably sleep for a few years,
yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I think we have a little break, and then it's all going to kick off. Something will kick off. While I've got you, we are running a GoFundMe campaign, which is up and running at the moment, which is being run by Sarah Marlowe. You can Google it, which is just going to help a few people to get up there. What we'd really like is to have, rainbow families have had a significant role in all of this, led by Felicity Marlowe, who runs Rainbow Families Victoria, and we would love to get Fliss up there as well and a few other people to have rainbow families represented, and to have a bit more, to have that kind of community grassroots representation on the day when it all kicks off. So if anybody can help us out with that, that would be really cool. But, we're going to go up there anyway somehow. Come hell or high water, we'll be in Canberra next week for the vote.
And just the name of that campaign once again, so people know where to go and find it.
Yeah, it's on GoFundMe. And if you, I don't know if you know what the title is. I was trying to find it before I came on air, but Sarah Marlowe, Marlowe. She set it up. So if you Google her name, it will come, and it's on the Rainbow Families site on Facebook. So it should be going around. But GoFundMe.